The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
I ain't no commentator either. Ha! 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m., and this is a Monday. Monday. Yep, come on, get up. Get up! Got your coffee? You working it? Well, guess what today and tomorrow are? Amazon Prime Day. It's time to boycott those
mofos.
Time to boycott them. Yep. Do not buy from Amazon today and tomorrow. As a matter of fact, we're going to do one better than that. You buy from the Power Mall all week this week. We're going to give you free shipping just like Amazon Prime, and you don't have to pay a fee to belong to Prime to get us to give you free shipping on all orders all week long. Yeah. There you go. No code is necessary. The discount's going to be applied at checkout, which excludes drop ship products. Remember that then. North American Urban Spice products, 10% off this week, which means that Justin Porter, their director of sales, who's a health nut himself, is going to be on the show with us this week. In addition to the weekly promotions, we're offering bigger savings with a daily deal. That's right, friends. Hey, I get to do my Don Pardo this morning. Yep, you've got to visit thepowermall.com and click on the daily deal. Got to love that. If you don't have the internet and you're not sure what all we offer, just give us a shout. When the Power Mall opens, which is in 58 minutes from now at 877-817-9829, that's Central Time. Request a Power Mall catalog, and you can get yourself supercharged with savings. Savings of your health, savings of your life. It's what this is all about, folks. You can listen to the Power Hour by phone, 631-359-8232. For those of you who want to share that number with people who don't have internet, and I get it. You don't want internet. You don't want the government invading your privacy, which is what they do when you have the internet. And when they can't do for themselves, they get big corporations to do it for them. That's how they make it legal. That's what censorship and surveillance has been all about. I think you know that. I know that. Got the smartest listeners out there. And see, they're smart because of the fact they subscribe to the powerhour.com newsletter. And that is what, you know, when you click on the newsletter tab and subscribe, we send you the complete news listings daily. Thepowermall.com has the same kind of newsletter going out to keep you smarter about health products and stuff that's going on in the field of medicine that doctors just don't want to tell you. Now, why is that? Because they support Big Pharma. What are they going to do? Come on the show and argue with me about that? Oh, come on. If I was to trace that doctor's bank account with all the vacations he gets and all the perks he gets, man, I wonder how much money that Big Pharma pays your doctor, your family doctor, to sit there and give you whatever. And then they bombard you on television with all these commercials. Big Pharma commercials for Ozempic. And this will cure you. You know, but it may cause side effects. And they go right down the whole list of side effects is like about 20 side effects long. And they talk at 90 miles an hour. So you can't understand it. You may think that, oh, wait a minute, I'm self-diagnosing here and I can hear. Oh, he said something. He said something. Did I just hear that? Oh, I'm going to have to just stay tuned because maybe they'll play the commercial again and I can listen to that commercial again. See, that's how the brainwashing happens. Yeah, we're being gaslit. Folks, you know that. I know that. We got a new partner coming soon, by the way, J.D. Rucker and Whole Cow Freeze-Dried Beef. This is not beef crumbles that you get from these other gamuts out there. Nope. Power Hour Beef. Where's the beef.com? We'll soon be live. You can place your orders online. And we're talking about chunks of filet mignon, T-bone steak, sirloin, freeze-dried. I mean the good stuff, not crumbles, not TVP beef and all this other garbage you get. Yep, synthetic, GMO, whatever. No, this is the good stuff, folks. Now, you can imagine what you're paying for a steak right now. If you love red meat, you're going to love this website. We have a huge partners tab like whole cow freeze-dried beef. That is one of our partners. Along with Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanney Water Filters. James will be on this week, by the way. Yep, as will Rick Kaler from Rick Satellite Giveaway, Star West Botanicals, Flag Connections, Butterfly Essential Oils, MyPillow, EMF Rocks. And if you buy from our partners tab when you're online, if you don't want to order, I mean, if you can't look, if you can't because you don't have internet, we will go on the partners tab for you and shop the partners tab. That way we know you bought from there and then we get credit for that. And if you buy online and you're able to do it on your own, take 5 minutes to call or email to let us know so we can get credit for it, because that's what keeps us on the air. Rick Kaler is, in fact, going to be giving away that $269 include shipping RickSatelliteUSA.com Galaxy 19 Ku band free-to-air satellite system. And you don't have to pick what's behind door number one, two, or three. No, you don't have to do that. All you got to do is send us a letter to support at thepowerhour.com or send us a snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And let us know that you would like to get one of these satellite systems and why. Why do you deserve it? Not because I'm entitled. No, there's a reason why everybody wants one. And the one that Rick is giving away this week, Rick Kaler is giving away a satellite system this week on Friday. That means you still got time to get your stuff in, get your letters in, tell Rick why you need one. Be sure to include your phone number. He needs to be able to find out if you can use it before he gives it to you. The unit was donated. Somebody paid the $269, just like Christ interceded by dying on the cross and being raised again. You believe that, you're going, okay? Now understand, yep, oh, you thought I was gone, did you? He was raptured up. Oh my God, the end of the world. We're in mid-trib now. No, we're still here. Here's your thing. He's going to want to talk to you to make sure you can use the system, all right? Now, if you have questions about RickSatelliteUSA.com, you can call him in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801, and he'd be happy to answer any questions you want, and you don't have to worry about the government snooping in on your life. That's neat, isn't it? Bro, I'm going to have a fun time with Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld. Yeah, George Soros hands control of his evil empire to his 37-year-old son, Alex. And of course, an article of interest, which is on your email blast, Vice President Chlamydia Harris huddles with George Soros scion ahead of 2024. They're going to do everything. They're cutting down their staff so they got more money to throw at the Democrat Party's machine. Now, here's the interesting concept. Now, how many of you understand that we live in a constitutional republic? Raise your hand. Gotcha. So wait a minute, I'm listening to the radio. I automatically went for it. No. You're going to love this. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld is the founder and president of the New York-based American Center for Democracy. There's that chatty Kathy doll again. Pelosi, it. Miss it. Yes, pull that cord. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Oops. The dentures fell out. No, see, they got to give you something that's interactive so you can put the dentures back in, right? I'm going to have fun with her. I'm going to say, now, what about a constitutional republic? Why didn't you name your place the American Center for the Constitutional Republic? You know, and the Economic Warfare Institute. Now, that part of the equation I can agree with, but we might get into a big rip-roaring argument because she uses the word democracy in her title. Why do we have a democracy, Dr. Ehrenfeld? That you can be sure that's one of the questions I'm going to ask. And the phone lines will be open so you can call in and blast away because she's got a new book out, The Soros Agenda. And it's available on Amazon. Ugh. Yeah, don't. Not today. Not tomorrow. No. No, we're boycotting Amazon the next 2 days. All week we've got this free shipping going on. You don't have to pay $15 a month to be a Prime member to get it. I know a lot of you out there use them. I know you do. This is what's running mom and pop businesses out of business. All right, 10 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and we move on to the today's top five news stories. Mary Lou Murr. Yep. U.S. claims to have destroyed the last of its declared chemical weapons stockpile at a military installation in Kentucky. Uh-huh. Yeah. Biden said in a White House statement, the final munition of the country's stockpile was safely destroyed. Yeah, I bet it was. You cannot believe anything they tell you. The disarmament milestone brings the country one step to a closer to a world free from the horrors of chemical weapons. Yeah. Yeah, like Ukraine, Joe, Ukraine. Hey, hair sniffer, wake up. Yeah, Ukraine, they got chemical weapons over there. Yeah, see, I it's very difficult to believe anything the government says. Yeah, White House statement. Yep, White House has gotten a black eye ever since he moved in. Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, you've heard him on the Unfiltered program. He's claiming the only explanation. Now, he's former Secret Service now. The only explanation for the presence of coke in the White House is that Biden or his family members brought it into the White House. It's an 18-acre complex surrounded by magnometers and checkpoints. And this is Mr. Bongino in a recent Rumble video saying there were only specific ways into the White House, and all of them go through the checkpoints, whether it was found in the Lincoln bedroom or the diplomatic reception room, it doesn't matter. Somebody had to bypass the security magnometer checkpoint to get that in there. And there's only one person I can think of that was a coke whore that you and I both know is being eyeballed by the IRS and other prosecutors. And of course, he's being given a free pass. He's got a hand slap compared to what everybody else would get if you tried to bring coke in the White House, which makes you wonder, Joe, why are you so hopped up when you're on the microphone? Did you do a couple of lines before you came on, Joe? Joe, does the inside of your nose look like hamburger meat, Joe? How's that working for you, Joe? Are you hopped up? What else are you doing? Hey, Joe, can you share Ashley's diary with us so we can read what you diddled with her in the shower? Is it true what she said? Did you do that? Did you let your fingers do the walking? Come on, Joe. Yeah. Are you a deviant, Joe? Come on. Why, you love those trannies, don't you, Joe? You have a little tranny party in the White House, Joe? You got everybody wondering. I mean, you hung the pride flag where the U.S. flag should be, making everybody wonder, Joe. Oh, well. So, you know, you really think they're going to get to the bottom of where that cocaine got into the White House? You really think they're going to do it? Oh, now the Oversight Committee, they're all about there. Well, I got to find out how that coke got in the White House. How come you didn't share some with us? Yeah. Okay. U.S. Supreme Court, what have they done lately? Yeah. They ruled in favor of Christian bakers who said Oregon's law requiring them to make cakes to celebrate same-sex weddings infringed on their constitutional rights. That's right. And that decision came hours after the nation's highest court issued the landmark 6-3 ruling in favor of Christian website designer Lori Smith of 303 Creative. This is this Colorado law. It's all coming out of woke blue state Colorado because she didn't want to make a website for same-sex wedding couple because she claimed it violated her First Amendment rights, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, not from, of. She had sincere religious beliefs, and this is one of those things that just, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And they said, well, we're going to sue you, because that's what woke gay people do, is sue. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. If they've got a religious belief, the Supreme Court has now said, forget suing them, you're going to lose. All that money, you want to try, see what they're doing is they get funded so they can try to run the other side out of business. That's why they do it. Well, if you're not going to make that website, or you're not going to bake that cake, or you're not going to create those floral arrangements, we're just going to sue you into oblivion and put you out of business. See, that's the whole idea. That's why they're doing it. So you got to watch these people, you know, when they come in the door of your business and you notice they're a little light in the loafers. Well, got to watch that. The left's new sugar daddy, Alex Soros, has had 20 meetings in Biden's White House. Yeah. Yeah, did he bring some white powder in with him? I don't know. This is according to the latest White House visitor logs. Alex Soros visited the Biden White House 15 times, met with officials 20 times, attended a state dinner for French President Macron, at which Biden was in attendance. Oh, he's their new sugar daddy, man. I'm telling you, they're dismissing a lot of staff, so they got more money to throw at Biden. They want to defeat Trump. They can't stop thinking about how they're going to beat Trump. Hook or by crook. And this is the sad thing about it. Giuliani, now they're recommending his disbarment because he chose to say the election was stolen and filed a frivolous lawsuit, according to the courts. You see, this is how our two-tier justice system deals with attorneys who complain. They just take away their license. Now he can't practice law anymore. That's what they're recommending. He get disbarred. So, well, there goes his income stream. Now he's going to get to be just a spokesperson. He can spout legal all he wants, but the problem is they could come after him for unauthorized practice of law. He could be a consultant, but he can't be the White House attorney. He could be a paralegal, but he can't practice law. See it, you know, I mean, he's going to have to retire. This is what's going to happen probably to Sidney Powell, too. They're going to come after everybody that dares challenge their entire narrative. And as soon as they say the election was stolen, you know, they're at risk of losing their law license, which is very expensive to get, by the way. Not only time-consuming, but money-consuming as well. Because these libtard institutions, as you know, charge a lot of money for a law degree. Finally, the U.S. Appeals Court has revived a lawsuit accusing Cisco. Hey, Cisco. What bunch of... Yeah, Cisco aiding Beijing and persecuting Falun Gong. Yeah, believe it or not, this lawsuit accuses California-based tech giant Cisco of facilitating the Chinese regime's violent persecution of Falun Gong. And the court has now ruled, this is U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, the most libtard circuit in the nation, has ruled that the lawsuit against Cisco can go forward. Oh, gung, 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 gung. Yep. Yeah, see, Falun Gong, man, they got this thing. They're like, you know, Taekwondo leap, boot to the head. Remember that? Yeah, they're meditating. They're very religious. They basically have been relying on Cisco, China has, to supply technology to help China's communist officials build a vast surveillance network to identify and track down Falun Gong practitioners so they can sit there, come after them, and torture them. Steal their organs from their body while they're alive and awake. Yep, that's what they do. And that rounds out our top five news stories for today. Moving on to world news, the Dutch government collapsed on Friday after failing to reach a deal on restricting immigration, which will trigger new elections in the fall. Ooh, see, they're trying to do the same thing here. Yep, we'll get to that. Yeah, so there was a stalemate in their little parliament there in the government, because everybody's got differing opinions about immigration policy. We don't have that over here. Now this, open the door and let them all come in. Yeah. That little Paul McCartney song. Let them in. Yeah, open the door. Yeah, let them in. Yeah. Speaking of Hair Sniffer, he has approved sending banned cluster bombs to Ukraine with NATO support. So you see, when that happens, I mean, NATO doesn't have a position on them. A lot of allies have signed up to prohibit their use, but nope, not Sleepy Joe. And see, the thing is, he's been out there defending what he called his very difficult decision to provide these cluster munitions to Ukraine, saying the war-torn country needed the controversial weapons to fight off invading Russian troops. Now, don't you think that these surface-to-surface warheads, which disperse small munitions or bombs over wide areas, can explode after battle and sometimes injure or kill innocent people because they didn't discharge when they hit the first time? That's live ordnance, folks. These weapons have been banned in more than 100 countries, and the White House now is sending them to Ukraine. Now, makes you wonder if that's going to be the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back in getting Putin or Lukashenko on Putin's behalf to push the button. Is that possible? I really think that Joe and the rest of the bunch of libtards in D.C. really want D.C. to get nuked. I really think they want Russia to sneak up on them by stealth and launch nukes on New York and Washington and take them out completely and permeate the eastern seaboard with radiation. I really think he doesn't care. He's 80 years old. He doesn't care anymore. He doesn't care about you. I mean, he wants to go after your gas stove to the point where Congress has to pass a law to keep him from doing it. The nincompoop. The EU police biometric databases are growing in leaps and bounds now that the EU's new law on exchanging data between national law enforcement authorities is set to increase the amount being shared with Europol. All that biometric data, man, your eye, all that stuff. You put your eye in a scanner. Now they got you. Yeah, this is what they're doing, increasing surveillance state. French cops can now secretly activate phone cameras, microphones, and GPS to spy on citizens. Yep, they've been granted authority by the government to activate a suspect's cell phone camera, microphone, and GPS after the passage of a provision in a wider justice reform bill. This bill allows the geolocation of crime suspects, covering other devices like laptops, cars, and connected devices, just as it could be remotely activated to record sound and images of people suspected of terror offenses, as well as delinquency and organized crime, according to the People's Gazette. Now imagine that, living in France, knowing that the government could just turn your computer or your cell phone on and watch you doing the wild thing. Or any other number of things, like building an IED or, you know, take your pick. You're on the phone talking to somebody about it, and you're just mad that what Macron's government is doing, and the next thing you know, the gendarmes are at your door. You just never know. Boy, see, there's your thought police for you. In a move that gives lie to the years of propaganda claiming falling costs, the wind industry's leading lobbyists have written to the government, we're talking about the UK government, threatening to abandon the UK unless subsidies for their companies are hugely increased. That's right. You see, lobbyists, man, it's like they're blackmailing the UK. Man. Yeah, they just, you know, they got like demands that they're making on the United Kingdom's government. Climate lobby group Net Zero Watch has urged the government to stand up for consumers by rejecting the wind industry's latest demands. Good luck with that. You know, in order to lobby, money's got to change hands to get stuff done. And see, Net Zero Watch is saying, look, the wind experiment has failed. It has to be wound down. We need to restore our environment. This is not helping. And see, in Mexico now, authorities there confirmed the apparent kidnapping of three journalists in the state of Nayarit. Police found one of the victims murdered over the weekend. See, this is how they're dealing with journalists now. The cartels are now making them disappear. They found one of them in a black bag. Luis Inguinez, a reporter for the La Jornada newspaper. The discovery in a rural community happened in the morning near the state capital of Tepic. So they're just basically making journalists disappear because they don't like what they're reporting. Gee, wouldn't that be interesting if that started happening in the United States? Man, it's like the Don Bowles thing over and over again. Remember him reporting on the mafia and he was killed in Tucson? Yeah. Or Phoenix, rather. They blew up his car. Yeah. Don Bowles. Remember that? B-O-L-L-E-S, for those of you who want to research. Okay? Yeah, they have a way of dealing with reporters they don't like. So imagine when that starts ramping up, you know that Mexico has finally come here. All the cartels have finally invaded when they're taking out mainstream news reporters who point fingers at them. Can't have that. Imagine that. See what kind of a mess we've created for ourselves? Well, we didn't create it. We didn't create it. Our government created it, right? The government you so love and trust created this mess. And we just sit back and put up with it, right? We don't call our congressperson and complain and say, what are you doing about it? Now we just pull that little chatty Cathy, the little rack, rack, that little string. Now, democracy, democracy, democracy. Forgotten all about the Constitutional Republic. That's what a majority of them do. They put their faith in government. 220 plus million of them went out and got the jab because what the government said must be right. Oh, goodness. Yep. The Biden administration, by the way, has launched a new immigration program to allow some nationals of Central America and Colombia to enter the United States. And why is that? Yeah, they want to give them the green card. Yeah, they want to enter and work legally while they await their U.S. immigration visas. And why would that be? Well, because they want them to become U.S. citizens right away so they can vote in the upcoming 2024 election. You watch, it's coming. They're going to try to make them eligible voters. Maybe they'll say, here, you're an illegal alien, but here, fill out this voter registration form. Fill out this ballot. Yeah, put down this phony address. Now, we've already filled it out for you. Just sign here. Oh, you watch. Watch all this stuff go down and just watch. Because if you watch and you don't do, and you don't stop this, guy showing up, opening up 2 o'clock in the morning, and he opens up his trunk of his car and pulls out this big basket full of ballots. And you sit there and just let him get away with stuff in the ballot box without doing anything. Well, you get what you get, right? 28 minutes after the hour here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us for this segment. We will be back after these important words. Just remember, it's Boycott Amazon Day today and tomorrow. Be right back.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
And it's Monday, 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And we move on to more of the U.S. news. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Yeah, Yellen again. Well, she made an unusual gesture over the weekend when she bowed to a Chinese official during her visit in Beijing. Yeah, she approached Vice Premier He Lifeng, her Chinese counterpart, bowing multiple times while enthusiastically shaking his hand. What are you sending, mixed signals there, Janet? Or are you just, oh, you own us, you own us, you own us. Isn't that wonderful? United States government under the leadership of Joe Biden has become a de facto middleman in a massive child trafficking scheme, according to a damning new report compiled by journalist and Gatestone Institute senior fellow Uze Bulut. The criminal practice of trafficking and abusing hundreds of thousands of migrant kids across the southern border, Balut writes on this organization's website. The website is now, thanks to the open border policy of the Biden administration, apparently normal inside the U.S. Citing federal statistics about the millions of illegals encountered at the border in recent years, but pointedly notes at least 85,000 children are believed to be missing, many of them being raped, he explained, used for forced labor, forced to undertake brutal jobs, ostensibly to work off their debt by the criminal cartels who reportedly now control the Mexican side of the border and brought the children in. And we already told you about the D.C. bar panel recommending Rudy Giuliani loses law license over the election claims in 2020. And you want to hear something really hysterical? Do you remember Ben and Jerry's last week? We talked about that. Ben and Jerry's released a statement saying that you know, they should basically, you know, America, they stole the land from indigenous people. Then they should give it back. Well, a tribal chief with links to the Native American nation that originally inhabited the land in Vermont, where Ben and Jerry's is headquartered, said he's interested in getting the land back where their headquarters sits after the ice cream company called for the return of stolen lands. Yeah, the Nohegan Band of the Kusuk Abenaki Nation, which is descended from the nation that once controlled parts of modern-day Vermont, told Newsweek that the nation's always been interested in reclaiming the stewardship of our lands. And so, Ben and Jerry's, you opened your mouth. Go woke, go broke. Yeah. Ben Cohen, the founder, co-founder of American ice cream company Ben and Jerry's, was arrested outside the DOJ while protesting in support of WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange. Shared a tweet that he planned to protest it, so they were waiting. So he said, yeah, I know I could get arrested, and they did. There's pictures of him getting cuffs put on, and he's smiling. Yeah, whatever. Now the Indian chief wants his land back that your headquarters is sitting on. What a dummkopf. Wow. Dave in New York, you're on.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, when you talk about Vermont, I remember, what was it, Burlington College or whatever, that Sanders' wife, you know, somehow became the head of that or whatever, and they were $12 million in the black. And by the time she left, they were $12 million in the negative, and they had to sell their property. And Bernie got the property one way or the other. Whoa. You know, lakefront stuff. Yeah. I used to do a little skit on him back in the day, you know, the different flavors of Ben and Jerry, and one of them was hash brownie Bernie. You know, it's like yeah, and when he finally got out, it was washed up watermelon. That was, you know. But, you know, when you look back at that, and, you know, Burlington's one of those places with one of those underground bases or whatever, you know, for the important people to hide out when things go bad. It's a pretty interesting area. I think there's like 100, at least 185 of those little underground cities for the important people around the country, you know. Over the weekend, I tried to, you know, listen to the, you know, rebroadcast of the program, and it was like musical chairs or Wheel of Fortune. You know, I listened to the alt media one, and it wasn't available on air. And then I tried the 631359 number 8232, and that didn't work. So then I used the 641-793-0566, and it did work. So I figured, okay, I'll do that. I'll keep calling that one. Well, the number kept changing all the time. The only one that you get through on, it's like, what are they doing here? They don't want, you know, I mean, we want people to listen to the rebroadcast, certainly. You know what I mean? And you know, it's funny how the technology is where they just keep jerking you around. A lot of people give up after the first try, but I keep digging around and you know, could get it to work one way or the other so far. Uh-huh. You know?
Okay, so... at this juncture, you're talking about the rebroadcast of the Power Hour. And do you have internet, Dave, by the way?
No, sir.
That explains why you didn't send an email to support at thepowerhour.com and let them know that what difficulties you were having. So you're doing it here on the radio. Okay, with your phone. Okay, because you do have a phone.
Obviously. Yeah, my 4G flip phone. 4G.
All right. Yeah. Well, so as long as that thanks keeps... for the update. We appreciate that. Oh, my. Okay, so we're having... Well, we'll have to look into that. We'll have to look into that now that you let us know. Are all the rest of you having problems like that? Okay. Well, that's all right. You know, what is it? Find fault today? Okay, maybe it's the government screwing with their phone lines. Who knows? We don't know. That's just it. You know, I'm not saying Dave's wrong that, you know, we're not having issues here and there, but there's that possibility. You know, they've got control of the technology, folks. You wonder why you hit a number, you try to repeatedly dial a number that might be controversial. and all of a sudden the lines don't work or your phone call goes dead, how's that going to work? Huh. So do we have some insight here?
Yeah, Dave, I can tell you what's going on with that. A lot of the phone companies, if people are listening on their lines, they will block those numbers after a while. So what happens is the service that we use to offer the broadcast over the phone lines have to change the numbers to keep it up and running, basically to keep ahead of the phone companies.
The censorship, right?
Exactly.
Yep. You know, I this is the first time we've gotten to talk to Todd, our board op, on the air. Welcome aboard, sir. We appreciate the input. You know, and see, I was just telling you that maybe they, or was it them? Which one? Was it they or them? No, you're telling me it was the phone companies that are they, you really think that they're monitoring what's going on here and they're deliberately doing this and messing with us?
Well, I mean, we've been dealing with this for well over, almost 10 years, and with other networks that we deal with, and it's been happening all the time. But I don't necessarily think they're blocking it for that. I think they're blocking it because people are listening for hours on the phone lines. It's tying up the lines, and they just don't like it, so they block the number.
Interesting. Well, now that makes sense because Dave was just talking about the fact that, you know, he was trying to listen to the rebroadcast, which is 2 hours. So, no, I can understand that based on what he just said and what you just said. Now I understand why the phone companies are doing that. Interesting. Okay, well, I appreciate that. There's your insight for you, Dave. Now you know it's they or is it them? Somebody is messing with us. So thank you, Todd, for that. See, that there's always an explanation out there for what's going on. Those of you out there in the hinterland that are listening, trying to get information. And so now you know. And now you know the rest of the story. Oh, my. Yeah, you see, no peace whatsoever. We can't just... We don't have the freedom to just pick up the phone and tie up the phone lines without them doing something knee-jerk reaction. Circling the wagons. Once the government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Who said that? If you said Harry S. Truman, you were right. How many Americans have actually bothered to read the Constitution, let alone the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights? Quick read, 462 words. Yeah, you ask the average person out there what the Second Amendment is? Duh. Oh, I got a Second Amendment story for you. Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba. You know, when you look at her picture, it's like, gee, is that why she's was on former President Trump's legal defense team? Because of her looks, not just because of her smarts? Wow. Makes you wonder. Sorry, Donald. Didn't mean to go there, but come on. Look at your wife. You know, and then all these women that you surround yourself with. Makes you wonder. I don't know, folks. I sometimes wonder about politicians in general. Three Georgia teens, as a matter of fact, murdered a man after egging his house in Spalding County, Georgia. Deputies responded to a call on July 3rd of a man shot and killed in the 100 block of Dobbins Mill Road. According to a statement from the Spalding County Sheriff's Office, they couldn't find any identification on the body but took his fingerprints. Jonathan Gilbert, also known as Tyler Lane, that's who was killed. Apparently, three kids egged his house, and he ran out there to confront them, chased them down to their car, and one of them, a woman, allegedly shot him dead for chasing him down, screaming at him. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Gilbert, that you were one of these people that decided not to arm himself so you could retaliate. Now you're dead in the street. And of course, if you went to Northwestern and you were given a football scholarship, perhaps you need to know there was an investigation of their hazing incidents in the football program that have emerged reportedly involving coerced sex acts between players. Yeah. The school, because of that, suspended head coach Pat Fitzgerald for 2 weeks without pay and made several other changes to the football program to mitigate the problem. What? They mean to stop players from holding one of their cohort players down, face down, while other players hop on top of them and grind on their derriere? Yeah, I think they call that dry humping. No, they have a term for it. It's called running. But this is what they were doing at Northwestern. You want to talk about degrading? Yeah, barbaric force sex acts at Northwestern. Shame on you. Yeah, you want to be a football star? Yeah, look what you have to go through to get there. This is sick and twisted, folks. This is your libtard educational system out there, and this is what they do. And the coach just, oh, whatever, they're just having a little fun. Oh, yeah, really? Is that how it starts? Oh, can't you see him in the huddle? Yeah, who's getting felt up now? Yeah, no, I would hate to be a center to some weird quarterback, wouldn't you? Can you imagine what goes on under center? Hello? Yeah, if they get away with that in the locker room, imagine what they do out on the field. It's just sports. You people out there, I'm telling you, you're putting all your emphasis in sports and beer. You're going down the wrong path. You're not paying attention. You are woke. Now, under Second Amendment, this is interesting. San Antonio police say they believe the man acted in self-defense because he shot and killed two men allegedly attempting to rob him while he was taking money out of an ATM. This is 15 minutes out of downtown San Antonio, Texas, at a Chase Bank. He had a gun. And he defended himself at the ATM when the two robbers tried to take the money away from him, turn around and shot him dead. Well, that'll learn him, right? You see, this is the craziness that this is, it's turning into. Now, they did not say who the men were, whether they were illegal aliens, but come on, think about it. Are people that hard up that they got to go watch ATMs and target you? Why would you even, wow, why would you want to do that? Why'd you want to go to an ATM? You know, how's that work? Man, see, now even banks aren't safe. This is a Chase Bank, 15 minutes out of downtown San Antonio. In the middle of the day, and you're in an ATM getting money out. Wow. Bet you'll think twice about that. U.S. mortgage rates jumped this week to 6.81%, their highest level this year. Recent economic data showed inflation remains sticky, even though the job market is still red hot. So they say. This is Freddie Mac's chief economist spewing this data. You know, what are we going to have? Double-digit interest rates here? Is that when people are finally going to cry uncle when the housing market collapses? Only people with cash can buy a home. And that means that all God's chillin' not going to have a home. That the true design of what's going on here? Are tent cities going to become the norm? The global elites who run the World Economic Forum are slowly but surely revealing how they're going to be able to manipulate digital currencies. Rather concerning, to say the least, this great reset plan. You need to get a hold of your state legislatures, whoever your legislator is, your congressperson, and the state's got to do this, like Florida. Indiana, Alabama. They've all passed legislation prohibiting CBDC, central bank digital currencies, in their states. Nope, you'll deal in currency or you won't deal, period. Yeah, we'll see how far that goes before the states rise up and say, okay, if you're going to do this, we're going to have another civil war. Because when people all of a sudden get cut off from their bank accounts because the government and big tech didn't like what they did, posting on social media something that they objected to, well, see, on July 4th, 11 federal agencies and dozens of their officials were legally blocked from further interaction with more than 20 social media companies about the censoring of information deemed by the government as misinformation. This is like a 155-page ruling by Judge Terry Doty, a Trump appointee. The U.S. District Court of Western Louisiana issued the preliminary injunction and temporary restraining order, keeping the government, these 11 agencies, from interacting with social media companies. Let's see if they can actually make that stick. I wonder who's going to file a contempt order, a motion for contempt against what agency, to drag him in front of Judge Doty so he can shellack them real good. How's that going to work? Line up and take a number, right? You know the old saying, a picture is worth a thousand words as long as it doesn't get deleted? Well, guess what Apple's going to do? My photo stream, yep, your photo album is going to get deleted. My photo stream stopped unloading snaps on June 26th. Everything in the album's going to go away on July 26th. So you better download all the videos you took on your phone because it's going to go away. Zuckerberg's Threads app, by the way, billed by some as the Twitter killer, has barely launched, and it's already being accused of censoring speech. Well, what did you expect? Not only that, I mean, you have to have the photo sharing app Instagram in order to be able to get on Threads in the first place. Twitter's threatened to sue Meta, whichever you want to say, Zuckerberg's own company, over what it described as a copycat app that exploited Twitter's trade secrets and intellectual property to accelerate its development. And how did you, what made you think that they weren't going to start censoring? Come on, this is Zuckerberg, Zionist Jew. Did you do that? Yeah. What did you do? Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the electric vehicle maker is very close to achieving fully autonomous driving, predicting the advanced driving system will be ready this year. That means you can set the car on autopilot and go to sleep, maybe forever. Because we already know what their autopilot has been accused of allegedly doing, right? People have died in those cars. Officials in Alabama say four people are dead because they're idiots. They're idiots. Why? Because they watch TikTok. Remember the Tide Pod Challenge? Well, TikTok's got a new one out there. It's called the boat jumping trend. Yep. They show you a TikTok sample of what looks like Jackass. You know that show where they do all these crazy stunts, sometimes getting hurt? Well, not to be outdone, TikTok decided to show this video involving speeding boats. And your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to jump off the back of the vessels while they're moving at high speed. Well, four of them in Alabama did it. And they jumped or flipped off the backs of the boats while they were moving, breaking their necks and drowning. Boo. Gee, what a great way to eliminate the stupid from the gene pool. Yeah, go on TikTok and take that boat jumping challenge. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, get you really. Stupid is as stupid does. If you're going to buy into that garbage, I mean, you know, before you do that, why don't you eat some Tide Pods? Do us all a favor and exit the gene pool. Wow. Unbelievable. Parents, come on. Seriously, you didn't teach your kids better than that? This is just crazy. Is your phone spying on you? Guess what? Computer scientists, according to the story we have on your email blast, they love their smartphones, but there's a whole big write-up on how they're spying on you with these spyware apps. They're marketed as tools to monitor children or employees, but they can be used by abusers to secretly spy on their partners. And they're difficult to detect. Yep. 14 spyware apps for Android phones. Amazing how that works. New Global Engineering Watch Global Alert News, number 413, post on geoengineeringwatch.org by Dame Wigington. Hopefully we're going to be back after the top of the hour break here with Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.